So we left off yesterday. We got a little bit of sidetracked because Tosus raised the question, how does Haseba play out Bizman Hazeh? Mishnah is very clear that you require Haseba in order to be Maitzi somebody else in a Birchas Hananin. Whether that's Lechatchila B'dieved, that was a big machlokes, but definitely at least Lechatchila for sure. And we assume halacha, the most simple is Rashi's pshat, that Haseba means literally, it means mamish to lean. Doesn't mean to sit in circles. It doesn't mean it's not circle time in preschool. And it doesn't mean just time happen, you know, when we decide to eat again. It means, so how do we have that Bizman Hazeh? So Taisa said, we don't really have a Seba. We have Yeshiva Didan, it's Keseba Didu. It's the whole idea of a Seba, that was already proven from the story of Tabin Darab, is just to get that Kviyus. So Bizman Hazeh, what we can accomplish, what was lacking in Bizman Chazal with Yeshiva, Bizman Hazeh is good enough with Yeshiva. So we just segued yesterday a little bit into this idea that, and then we ran out of time, so we just want to just backpedal for a moment, that we find in Halacha that Haseba plays another role. Besides Hinuchas Brachas, it also plays a role on the Lel HaSeder. That's what the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Avi Pesachim speak about, doing Haseba, the Lel HaSeder, different stages of the Seder, different points of the Seder. So we got sidetracked yesterday about which part needs Haseba. The Maaseh, something needs Haseba. Matzah needs Haseba, Dalek Kaisis, or at least two other Kaisis require Haseba. So how does that work with Bizman Hazeh? If Tosfos says that we don't really do a Seba Bizman Hazeh, the whole Haseba doesn't really make any sense Bizman Hazeh, how does that impact on, we saw it impacts on Uchaz Brachas, how does it impact on the Lel HaSeder? So that was a major machlekes that we showed him. So one of the Gedolim showed the Rav Yoh. So the Rav Yoh, someone's called the Avi Ezri, because his name was Rabbi Elazar, Rav Yoh is Rosh HaTevis, Rabbi Elazar ben Yoel HaLevi. He was Rabbi Yoh, Ben Yoel was the Gedolim we showed him. He was Rabbi Yoel's son. So he wrote the Sefer called Avi Ezri, because the Lekeh Avi Ezri, actually Moshe Rabbeinu names the son Eliezer, Lekeh Avi Ezri. So it's the same person, the Rav Yoh and Avi Ezri. So in the Rav Yoh writes that he thinks based on Tosfos' observation, based on the physical reality in today's world, that nobody's doing Haseba, he thinks that the same way that Tosfos did away with Haseba by Hilchos Brachos, we could do away with Haseba to Lel HaSeder. There's no reason to do Haseba. You're wasting your time doing Haseba. You're getting a dirty kittel for nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Haseba only is meaningful when it's in a demonstration of Cheirus. Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't show anything by doing Haseba. So you're wasting your time. Don't even bother. So you could be, I'd say, your mitzvah without Haseba. We don't have a mitzvah Haseba, Bizman Hazeh. So most of the Rishonim didn't accept that. And Shulchan Aruch, we don't really accept this Rav Yoh. Most of the Rishonim said, no. You still have to do a Seba. Even though you're right that it's not accomplishing all that much, that's the din. You still are required to do a Seba Bizman Hazeh. So what is the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Rav Yoh and the other Rishonim? Why is it that the Rav Yoh, in a sense, follows Tosfos Baal and says a Seba doesn't exist in Hilchos Brachos, doesn't exist in Hilchos Pesach? So why did the other Rishonim stick to their guns? No, we do a Seba anyway, even though it's a joke. The other 360 nights, nobody else does a Seba. Why do we have to run to do a Seba if it doesn't really prove anything Bizman Hazeh? So there is a beer that was presented by Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik is the Rav's father. So Reb Chaim had, the Brisker Rav was the younger of the sons, and Reb Moshe was the older of the sons, the Rav's father. So Reb Moshe Soloveitchik said that there's a fundamental question as to what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah. The Gemara speaks about doing Haseba. The Mishnah, Pesachim, Arvi Pesachim, Lechach Yosef, Haseba, Matzah, Alkeis, Haseba. What exactly is this mitzvah all about? So clearly this mitzvah has something to do with Cheirus, no question about it. This is some kind of a demonstration of Cheirus. There is, parenthetically, a Machlekes HaRishayim, whether it's almost like a separate, independent mitzvah of Mesubin. It's like, what are the Takanos HaChabot, the Lel HaSeder, to do HaSeba? What do I say? No, that it's not an independent mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Matzah. It means Chazal said that when you do Matzah, you should do the Matzah Derech HaSeba. It's not that there's a mitzvah, Hinri Mucham Zub Mekab, it's HaSeba. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and the matzah is eaten in the tzura of Haseba. So that's a Brisker Rav. That's Rav Moshe's younger brother, Shtibel Torah. So the Brisker Rav claimed that it was a machlekes HaRishayim. The Rambam writes that the chadchili should do Haseba the entire meal. So the state in the Rambam, you should really do Haseba the entire meal. So why is that? Most people don't do that. Why is that lechadchili? What kind of din is that? So the Brisker Rav says that if you hold that Haseba is not an independent mitzvah, Haseba is part of the mitzvah of matzah. So why should I do a Seba when I'm eating my bowl of soup? Why should I do a Seba when I'm eating my chicken and my potato cook? What am I gaining by doing a Seba at that time? So, Al Korchach, you see from that Rambam that the mitzvah seiba is a mitzvah seiba. Chazal mesachin lefikach hashaseid adam alazeh yoshev seyed meisiv derech eris. The lashon of Rambam is that when you eat on Pesach night, you have to eat derech seiba. There's a separate, independent mitzvah to show, to demonstrate derech eirin. So Chazal said, at which parts of the seder do you have to do that? So Chazal said, at the main parts of the seder, that the main demonstrations of cheiros. That's what Chazal instituted to do the seba l'ikuva. So when you eat the matzah, that's pretty important. You drink the alakaisa, that's pretty important. When you're eating your soup and your kugel, that's not so important. You cannot eat kugel and soup. That's such an integral part of the Pesach seder. So therefore, the Rambam writes, when it comes to the rest of the meal, it's a lechatchila. When it comes to the matzah, the alakaisa, it's l'ikuva. But the din of haseba, according to the Rambam, it's not a din of eating matzah b'seba. It's not a din of dalakaisis b'seba. It's a mitzvah b'seba that really is chal the entire night. It's just that certain parts of the night are more important than others. So that's Biskarov's part. But Ramesha went down a little bit of a different route. He raised the question, what kind of halacha is this haseba? The Chazal clearly instituted haseba because of the nes, the tremendous nes we became in a chayrin. Me'atus l'chayrus. So that necessitates haseba. So we find that different mitzvahs have different mitzvahs that are associated with nisim have different twists to them. Sometimes a mitzvah is instituted either by the Torah itself or by the Chachamim to remember a nes, and the goal of the mitzvah is the lizkor a nes. That's what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm simply trying to remember the nes. The Lamashal, there's a mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. So the Torah says, why? The Baruch Hashem wants us to remember what it was like then, on the Yaakovin, or the sukkah, or Yitzchus Mitzvah, whatever the zeich is supposed to be. Kodesh Baruch wants us to do X in order to remember why. Let's say the Torah says to eat matzah. Well, the Torah says, you should eat matzah, ki b'chi pozen yitzchus mitzvah, l'man tizkos yom tizkos mitzvah k'rem yech. It should help you remember Yitzchus Mitzvah. The Torah says to put on tefillin. You put on tefillin, v'hayel el siyaruch, ki b'chaz yigat yitzchus mitzvah. So you put the parashas of Yitzchus Mitzvah in your hand and your head every day, lizkor sanes. So there are some mitzvahs where we find that there's a concept of zechira sanes, and then there's another concept in halacha that's called the farsim sanes. Like Lamosh by Neiros Chanukah. The Gemara says that when you light Neiros Chanukah, I'm not just lighting to remember the Neis. It's more than that. It's Persuma Nisa. That's why the entire mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah revolves around where do I light and when do I light to maximize the amount of people that are going to see my lighting. When it comes to putting on tefillin in the morning, I don't have to plan which minyan should I daven at. Should I daven at, let's say, the 7:30 minyan, which only has 12 guys, or should I daven at the 8:45 shachris, which has 400 guys, when Seder starts at 9. So I just want to which minyan should I daven at. You don't make such a cheshbon like that. It doesn't matter. Let's say I sit in my sukkah. So I can't eat in my sukkah, my own family. I got to go to the communal sukkah where everyone's eating together so we can show the most people. There's no mitzvah lefarsim esanes, because the mitzvah of matzah and sukkah are mitzvahs that they're for me. They're liska, they're personal, individualized mitzvahs. I'm supposed to remember the nes, but I don't have to demonstrate the nes to other people. Masha'enke Neiros Chanukah is clearly one of those persumei nisa mitzvahs. So now when Chazal instituted the mitzvah of haseba on Pesach night, so it's supposed to be Keneged Denes. That's the goal of the mitzvah. So is that a mitzvah that's lafarsim as a nes, or is that a mitzvah that's lizkor as a nes? So the Rambam has a very, very strange lashon. When the Rambam introduces haseba, so the Rambam writes that b'chol dor v'dor chayev adam, I wrote the next word is? Oh, so the Rambam changed the nusach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we have says b'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros. And the Rambam Tzach in one place also quotes the nusach that we have. But here, in you have a Rambam there? In Chutz Chaim Zmanim. I don't know whether it's Aleph or Beis Zmanim there. It is Beis. Oh, no, sorry. It's Aleph, I'm sorry. It's the last one.
It's
close
enough.
But, yeah, it's good. So, coming to Rambam, it says that in Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, in Chutz Chaim Tzematzah, b'chol dor v'dor, chayev adam, laharos es atzma, kilu atzma yotza tamishim mitzrayim. And then the Ram says in Halacha Zayin, lefikach, therefore, kishesoid adam alayla hazeh, tzorech lecho v'lishtos v'meisiv derecheirus. The Ram writes that why you have to do haseba, why is that important? Lefikach. Lefikach always means because of what I just told you, therefore the following. So because of what I just told you, b'chol dor v'dor, chayev adam laharos, So therefore, you have to do Haseba. So it almost makes it sound for the Rambam that Haseba is almost like other people oriented. Like I'm supposed to do Haseba, that's like my demonstration, like my show of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the one hand, I have to eat matzah, I have to eat marani korban pesach, I have to do all the business of Laila, and I also have to demonstrate that I left Mitzrayim. So the way that I demonstrated it is by doing Haseba, by drinking dalakosis. It's not that Haseba proper is a mitzvah deraisa. Haseba doesn't say the chumash. It was all lach masir do Haseba. The din deraisa is b'chol dover do chayvel laharos. The Ram quotes the pasuk, osar otzi misham, and al dover zitziv b'teira b'zachat yosid b'tzrayim. So there's a din deraisa of acting out the yitzias b'tzrayim. So how do you act it out? So in the Torah, I can put on a little show. I can run around power in pajamas in the middle of the night. I can do dam tzvadei and have frogs here, frogs there. I can do whatever I want. I have to make some kind of a demo. So what the Yetzias Mitzrayim look. And part of that demonstration is fulfilled with the Rabbanon. Chazal instead to do a dafka through the vehicle of Dalakaisis and through the vehicle of Haseba. So one can argue that Haseba is fundamentally a persume nisa. It's not really a Zeichel and Eis. It's really a pursuit. It's really other-oriented. It's almost like the Persumanisa of Neretz Chanukah. If that's the case, so then the Chora, the Rav Yoh, makes a lot of sense. The Rav Yoh says that, but Metnevam Amurim, that something is Persumanisa, that's when the act that I'm doing is recognized by others. It's like a Mashal Huch Chanukah. So Gemara says, let's say I'm holding a menorah in my hand, and I light the menorah while I'm holding it in my hand. So the Gemara says, that's no good. Why? Harei Am Letzarchu Dinokit. A person will see I'm walking around lighting a lantern in my hand, they're going to think I need the light. They're not going to chop that it's for the purpose of Neir's Chanukah. If you see a guy's got a menorah in his window and he lights the lights the candles, that's Laharos, that's Pursuma Nisa. So whenever you have a mitzvah that's Pursuma Nisa, you have to always look at how it appears to the outside. So that's what the Rav Yoh said, that it doesn't give off the right appearance. It doesn't mean anything. An average guy's walking by your Seder and he sees you leaning. Leaning doesn't mean anything. In the olden days, when the Romans would lean and the Persians would lean and all the Gevirim would lean, so you see all of a sudden a bunch of yeshiva guys, leaning. Ah, who do these guys think they are? They think they're rich and they're famous and they're free and they're chashev Gevirim. Yeah, because tonight we're b'nei melachim, otzion me'avos l'cheiros. So it gives off that impression of derecheiros. You see a guy, he's sitting like this at the Seder, with his hat's falling off, and he's sitting like this, and he's really off, and he's dropping the matzah all over the floor, and he's spilling the water over his kittel. It doesn't give off the right impression, and therefore it doesn't accomplish its goal. Therefore the Rav Yoh says, why waste your time doing it? Why bother doing it for no reason? You're not accomplishing the mitzvah anyway. You're not being mara anything. You're not being mefarisim anything. So why did the other Bishem disagree? Well, Maestro Rav Yoh is a good time. Now, Taisa says, we don't do a same as man as them. So Moshe Salvation explained that the other Bishem hold, it's like a brisk gevurah, that, yeah, part of Haseba is Laharos, but there's also an Inyan of Zecher. It means Haseba is not just for the other people. Haseba is for me also. If there's no one around at the Seder, I still have to do Haseba. Haseba speaks to others, but it also primarily speaks to me as well. Zechar Tekev Nisim Yisrael, the Rambam says. So it's a combination of Laharos and Lizkor. So Lizkor, so I know why I'm doing it. So I know I'm leaning. So for me, I understand Halazakor Mesubim, even though it doesn't demonstrate Derech Eres. But in my own mind, it is an expression of cheirus. And therefore, I'm accomplishing a zeichel and ace, even though I'm maybe falling short in terms of being a mefaris mesayis. That's the Shtikl Torah razzle dazzle, which Soloveitchik said that the Rav Yoh is fundamentally right that there is a dimension of Pursuma Nisa to it, and therefore Pursuma Nisa falls off Bizman Azeh. The Chiddush of the other Rishayim is that even in the absence of Pursuma Nisa, there's also a kiyum of zeichel and ace.
Wouldn't Zechra and Mepharisim and Nisa be the same thing? I mean, the same people who would understand that why they're doing it, the same people would also understand why they're doing it.
Yeah, you mean well, this is a very brisk avort. It's a very lomdish way of looking at the world. It means you'll look at the world from a much more, pedagogical, very academic, very, very educational, tachlis. If I know that it's Pesach night, and you know it's Pesach night, even though you walk by and you see me spilling wine all over the place, you know I'm trying to make believe that I'm a Ben Chayyim, right? Yeah, so my salvation looked at the world in much more black and white categories, or halachic categories. This very, very, Soloveitchik style, very, very halachic, the emotional categories are not really important. It's really the halachic categories that matter. So Moshe Soloveitchik added on, and he said that, yeah.
Is there, like, am I, according to the Rav Yoh, to have, like, schmitz, like, Kiddush cups at the Seder?
I mean, we're not mechuyif to make up more derech eres. The Chazal and Masakein, these are the way we fill this mitzvah. So the Rav Yos said, the Haseba fell by the wayside today. Dalakos we still have, so we tap a drink dalakos. So the poskim write, they quote the Ma'aril, that there isn't in you to put out your fanciest dishes and put out your fanciest stuff at the Seder. I think they quote the Ma'aril that Ma'aril would sometimes lend money to Goyim, so they would give him a mashkon, they would give him expensive stuff. He wasn't allowed to use it; it was a collateral. So they say he would put it out on the Pesach Seder to make it look to make the table look fancier. He wasn't going to use it, and he would make it look nice to add on to their hair. So a little bit like that. So the Rav Soloveitchik added on the last vortex, so we have to go back to our sugya. So Rav Soloveitchik added on a kinech that there's a ramah that says that the women, many Ashkenazi women today don't do aseba. Even though the Gemara says that Nashim Chashuvas are supposed to do aseba, most of our wives and daughters don't do aseba b'zman hazeh. So why not? So the Ramah is a very cryptic line. The Ramah writes, they're relying on the Rav Yo. Rav Yo, I said, if we don't follow the Rav Yo, Abinig is not like the Rav Yo. We try to do aseba, so why do the women rely on the Rav Yo? My nishtan that the women rely on the Rav Yo. So Ramesha explained that the din of Afhen Havios Vanes is only true when it comes to Persuma Nisa. All the cases that appear in the Gemara of Afhen Havios Vanes are only said by Persuma Nisa, not by Zechel Anes. So he said that for a woman to do a Seber Bezman Hazeh, you gain nothing. The Persuma Nisa, the Rav Yo is right, doesn't apply. The Zechel Anes is not Mechayiv a woman anyway. So Mamela women don't bother doing the same. For the women, rely on the Rav Yo. So it doesn't mean they're relying on the Rav Yo. It means they're relying on the Rav Yo Shtikl Torah that we also accept to a certain extent. But we, the men, go ahead and do a seva b'zman hazeh to fulfill zeichel aneis. For that, the women are pterus from. Hey, many, many, many years ago, I told this over to Rabbi Osman, this shtickle Torah, because this is not in like regular convention. You won't find this in print. This is, you know, this came down the other side. This came down from Rav Moshe's Masera. You know, Rav Chaim had, Rav Moshe had the brisket rav, so many, many, many of the things were the same. Very often you'll hear shtickle Torah from the Rav and you read it in the brisket Rav's sons. It's all the same stuff. It's all basically the same shtickle Torahs. Every once in a while you hear something on one side of the family, not the other side of the family. So this particular one I don't think was found in the Rishalayim brisket world. So I told this Rav, he liked it very much. It was Matzachem V'Einov. He had never heard the shtickle Torah from Moshe Soloveitchik with the Zeich, with the Pearson. This came from this branch of the brisket family. Anyway, back to our story. So Lamai said it did is we don't have a seva b'zman hazeh. We have yeshiva. Okay, so we have yeshiva. So you gotta do yeshiva. And if you don't do yeshiva, so then maybe not. Maybe not even yotze b'dieved. That's what we spoke about the previous year. So the Gemara then goes on to a very, very technical, detailed question. What does need a seva? What doesn't need a seva? And when does a seva work? When does it not work? And the Gemara and the Rishonim basically divide the world into three different categories in terms of food and beverages. There's lechem, there's yayin, and then there's everything else. So the primary sugi of haseba is about lechem, because the Mishnah that talks about haseba is yashvu kalechem varach liyatzma. Haseba means yashvu and yashvu. Yashvu lechel, they're sitting down to eat a meal. So the primary sugi of haseba begins with lechem, and that raised the question in the Amoraim, so where does that put yayin? Would yayin also be subject to these halachas or not? So the Gemara has multiple possibilities. It could be that maybe yayin doesn't even need a seba. That's possible. Maybe you don't need a seba for yayin. Why would that be? What would the svar be that yayin doesn't require a seba? So maybe you could argue that lechem is ultimately higher than yayin. Yeah, lechem is at the top of the list. So maybe the whole idea of a seba is that when you're sitting down and having a meal and you're not doing a derech haseba, that's like a shtuch, that's like a deficiency. What kind of kviyas is that? You're sitting down for dinner and you're still not doing a seba? Nah, that's not a suda together. That's not chibur achas. Whereas when it comes to yayin, yayin's not so choshev anyway. So maybe yayin ain't so a seba. Maybe you don't even need a seba for yayin altogether. Or maybe you could have another pshat. What could be the other pshat? Maybe yayin come get so a seba. Maybe yayin and lechem are on the same footing. Or what's the third possibility? Not that yayin doesn't need it, not that yayin does need it, the yayin won't even work. It could be a seba won't even work for yayin. So what quotes that as a possibility also in the sugya? Everyone saw the Gemara? There are three lashanas. Two lashanas are three possibilities. So one possibility is that yayin doesn't even work a seba one. Maybe a seba only works when you're sitting down having azah, choshev, achila together, you join together with the achila, with the haseba, with the challah. That's a kaviyas. Three guys sitting around and leaning and spilling wine at kittles, that's not a chabur, that's not a guf echad. And that's going to run into all the same rut that we had, Misha Achalu Yivarech. So again, the starting point of the entire sugya is last sugya, that you don't say Shemek Oinem for whatever reason by Birch Zenenin. So Gemara has possibilities A, B, and C. Either Yayin doesn't even need a say because it's so choshev, or Yayin does, and it's the same as bread, or Yayin is not even going to work. Then the Rishonim go one step further. Whatever you think the din of Yayin is, then you have to figure out what about Shar Devarim. So Shar Devarim is one notch lower than Yayin. So if you hold that a seba doesn't even work for Yayin, then what? If it doesn't work for Yayin, it's for sure not going to work for Shar Devarim. But if three guys get together to have milkshakes, that's a seba. That's goodish. Three guys get together to eat an apple, that's goodish. That's not a seba. If you hold that Yayin requires a seba, do Shar Devarim need a seba? It's hard to tell. If you hold that Yayin doesn't need a seba, maybe you can argue Yayin doesn't need a seba. Maybe Shar Devarim don't need. Maybe they do need. It's a lot of ambiguity as to where Shar Devarim will fit into the picture. Most of the Rishonim end up posking that you may not necessarily need a seba for Shar Devarim. It's possible. But we're in a little bit of a pickle here because we're not doing a seba anyway. The best that we're doing is yeshiva. So what are you going to tell me that? It doesn't even need yeshiva. So you're going to tell me that I'm going to make a bracha on a carrot and you're going to be across the street. I'm running in this direction. You're crossing the street over there. I'm going to yell out, burn that, burn me, Adama. It doesn't sit right. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, the later post, can have a lashon on that. Bizman hazeh, we don't have real yeshiva, but our yeshiva is the same. And therefore, you need chashash yeshiva. At least the yeshiva you need. To let you get away with, we might see anybody with anything whatsoever without yeshiva, that's not an option. So at least the bare bone minimum you need is yeshiva. Now again, this whole discussion is only the Gabi Bracha Rishona. The Gabi Bracha Charona, you have another problem, because Bracha Charona, remember the Gemara says, Shnayim Einechen Moitzi Chaveiro, unless it's a sofer and a boor, or unless somebody doesn't, not sure whether he ate this year or not, he doesn't like a sofer and a boor. So bracha chorona is legamri a different board, but at least the legamri bracha rishona. So there's a little bit of a question how we should pass it. So we have the memorim. Let's see if we can find the memorim. I think I lost it already. Who's got the memorim for a second? Oh, I got it. So Shulchan Aruch, in the fifth of the Ramah Kamas, of Kol Peiros, the Shad Rav, Chutzi Pas V'yayin, the Ramah Aruch M'shtam Yos, Eich Padas Chaver, Filo Below HaSeba. So Shulchan Aruch is the biggest makel on the Shaila, and he quotes most of the Shulchan that say that other things don't need a Seba. Pas needs a Seba, Yayin needs a Seba, but the things that are so insignificant, you don't even need a Seba. Umi Yeshiva Bi Aboi, Yeshiva you need, the Davka Pas V'yayin by a Seba, the Dara Yeshiva by a Seba, what do you do? The Shulchan Aruch says, we who don't have a seba anyway, ain't chiluk with pas v'yayin l'shad devarim. To be a shiva filu pas v'yayin echav v'alach l'kulam, v'shlo be shiva shad devarim namigol echav v'alach l'yatzvay. And then the Shulchan Aruch just reminds you, this whole discussion is only gavi bracha v'shayinu. The Ramah adds, v'yesh owned v'chol advarim chutz v'al lamahani yaseh v'din shiva l'idam. The Ramah says that we should be machmir, like the Ravid who says that we pass like that day in the Gemara, that nothing works for Shad Devarim. For this reason, did anyone ever sit down with a friend and be mitzi them in a bar parade? Never heard of such a crazy thing. When was the last time you sat down, two friends, and said, you're having a bowl of soup, I'll be mitzi you in the bowl of soup. We don't do that. We don't do that because we hold, even though we're having yeshiva, we're chayshesh, that Shad Devarim, maybe it's not going to work. So that's what our practice is. But pas etaka does work. And yayin, it does work. And we do it. We do it all the time. We make a motzi. And on Shabbos, I make a motzi. A motzi, everybody in the bracha, we do, quote unquote, a seba. We don't really do a seba. We do yeshiva, which for us is the equivalent of a seba. Well, let's say by kiddush. So we make a bar priyav offer, and I motzi you, and shoy. So the chora, based on everything we've been saying, even if Taiz is right that yeshiva didon is going to be good, but we can't stretch it any further, it means yeshiva, adkan yeshiva, but no more. It means amida is not going to work.
Why
don't we have an idea of
yeshiva
dummy? Yeshiva what?
We have a
saber dummy.
Like in the case of
Nezer Benefa,
right?
So Tosha said that Bismana, that Tosha Benefa Tekla, yeshiva did not, it's going to say what did do.
But I'm saying, why don't we also have, like, let's say, like, a kiddush.
So you want to argue that Kiddush is like a midah nidan, is like yeshiva to do. So that's what Tosus is going to talk about in a second. So Tosus raises the question in Ash Sugya. So Tosus says the end of the sixth of Marmakayim is based on everything we just learned. So Tosus writes the custom in France in the 1100s was people would stand for Avdallah. So Tosus says, how do we do that? What's the justification? We'll play from the Haggadah. We're not Yosh, we're not Mesubin. What did Tosus want? What blind does examine? What did Tosus ask? Read the words carefully. So it almost sounds like Tosus is asking two questions. They're asking, hey, wait a second. Everybody knows that Havdalah, we're going to pass around the Havdalah cup after. I was going to drink a little bit. That's what it sounds like. No? Doesn't everybody do that in their house? Right? You're going to pass the Havdalah cup around. So Tosus says, how can you do that? That's going to be a violation of one person being moti somebody else in a Birchas Hananin, which requires a Seba Medina de Gemara and at least Chach Yeshiva Bizman Hazeh. We don't even have that. And then Tosus is asking a separate question. What's the second question? Not only are you not Yetze Bari Priyagofen B'Mu'umar, you shouldn't want Piyotzi Avdol B'Mu'umar either. Why? Because you're not sitting together. What's that talking about? When the world starts talking about? Meretz Hashem, in a few short days from now, you're going to be in shul, someone's going to make a bracha Mikra Megillah. You're going to be standing or sitting. So Mikra didn't even be sitting actually, because the curse begilah ben over ben yashiv, but we had a minute to stand up for the brachas. So Kabbalt, the Shema Kol Shofar, except according to Balamor, you're making a bracha Shema Kol Shofar, and everyone's standing up. I can't be making a bracha because you're standing up. That klal of ein echad beitzah chaveru yashvu kol echad brach liatzbo hesei brach brach kulan is not a brach sedan. What is this talking about? What was that kasha b'chlal? So there are somewhat a different gears in Tosus. There was another gears floating around in Tosus. Tzorach yuk tzas b'avdala shon mavdil rom nehech anu potrin zeh zeh meyayin da havdala. Not meyayin ume havdala. Meyayin da havdala. What was Tosus asking? they were chuppering on the bar prayer coffin. They weren't shepherding on the Havdalah. Havdalah won't be Yotzei Havdalah because today. If that's all that Tosus meant, then we're going to breathe a sigh of relief. Then nobody cares about this Tosus anymore. Our meaning is we don't pass around. Nobody passes around Havdalah 1. So we don't bother passing around Havdalah 1 anyway. So we have no qualms. We have no problems. So what does Tosus want from us? I'll tell you right. In the days about Tosus, they drank the Havdalah 1. Today, no one's drinking the Havdalah 1. The women are for sure not drinking the Havdalah 1. Why? We don't. Why? Why won't the women dare touch the Havdalah 1? Why not? Why not? Why? Why don't the women drink Havdalah 1? Because what did their great-great-grandmothers tell them? No one ever heard that. You guys are so far removed from Eastern Europe. The meaning in Europe was the women didn't touch. You don't like that? Miss Dolta. I don't say I like it either. I don't say I believe it, but I'm just telling you what your grandmother for sure told it to you. So there used to be a shmua in the Alta Babas from Europe that if you drink the Havdalah wine, you're going to grow a beard. Maybe I should try it sometime. So you're not going to... So the meaning was that the women didn't drink the Havdalah wine. Reb Shneur Kotler said that he thinks there was a real reason for the meaning. The reason why it became the practice in Europe that women didn't drink Havdalah wine, nothing to do with beer, as Shneur Kotler said, it was a much, much more lumdish, wholesome, halachic reason. He said it was based on the following, that there's a machlekes of Rishonim where the women are chayavos in Havdalah. So the Rambam holds that Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Zohar. It's the same, it's two sides, Minatori, you have to make Kiddush, you have to make Havdalah. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the women have to make Havdalah. The Gemara says in Brachas of Chof, women have to make Kiddush, because Kiddush is Shom of Zohar Dibarechad, we spoke about this many times. So too, they have to recite Havdalah Midaraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yesh Yom, there's one day in Rishonim, the Aruch HaChaim, that says that women don't have to make Havdalah. Because the one day Rishonim held that Abdullah is on a midrabban. It's not like Kiddush, not midaraisa. And therefore, it's a zman grama. It's a mitzvah, it's a zman grama midrabban. And you make Abdullah after Shabbos. You don't make Abdullah on Thursday afternoon. You make it after Shabbos. And therefore, it's a mitzvah, it's a zman grama women are pterus from. So we pass in Mikra Adin that women are chayavos in Abdullah. That's the Ikir Adin. But the Chetchila, the Ramah quotes a practice that a woman should really try to hear Abdullah from a man. Because since some Rishonim say she's not chayavos, therefore it's better that she doesn't make her own Abdullah. That's a state in the Ramah. So Shnur Kavla said that when I make a bar priyagofen at Abdullah, and then I follow it up with a ma'av of a Kodesh Lecho, why isn't that a hefsek? Why isn't a ma'av of a hefsek? What's the answer? Why isn't Kiddush a hefsek for that matter? What's the answer? That was the takana. The takana was that you make bar priyagofen and then you make an alakos, and the havdalah is an it's not a heschadas. That's what you're supposed to do. So when you're supposed to make havdalah, so therefore the havdalah doesn't count to the hefsek. What if you're not supposed to make havdalah? So if you hold like that one opinion, that lone opinion, we don't really pass like that, but the one minority view that women are pterus from havdalah, so it turns out when the husband makes bar priyagofen, the havdalah is a hefsek, not for him. It's a hefsek for who? For her. And that's a problem. So it's for her, it's a hefsek against that rokeach. If that's considered to be a problem. So therefore, women adopted, they picked up the minhag not to drink the Abdullah wine because we're not sure, should they make a new bracha or not? According to the Rambam, they shouldn't make a new bracha because they're chayavos and Abdullah, so the Abdullah is not a hefsek. According to the Chas Chaim, the pterus from Abdullah, therefore the Abdullah is a hefsek. So we don't know what to do, therefore the women refrain from drinking the Abdullah. That was a shiur of Kotler's Razzle, Alam Dashem's Torah. So others were ma'irat or b'shnei kotler. That's the case. So then the Yehuda has a tshuva about whether the bracha v'asher kiddushanu that we recite under the chuppah is only for the chasar or even for the kala. He's not sure. He has a whole lomda shayla about that. He has a shayla. Let's say the chasar you can't hear. Chasar is a cheir, you can't hear, so you can still get married. So he has a shayla. Can the mitzvah kiddushin make the bracha not? Is the kala also chayavas of this bracha? So it's a lomda shayla. So if you hold that women are pturas from Asher Kiddushanu, then for the women, that bracha is a hefsek. So then the kala shouldn't drink from the wine. The same way that the women don't drink Abdullah, so the kala, Lamai said, last we checked, the kala is a drink. That's what usually happens on the chuppah, but the kala is a drink. So in that minute Yisrael, according to Asher Kotler, so two minhagi Yisrael, that we don't drink Abdullah wine, we do drink under the chuppah, our steers, I mean, obey, but not another time, another place. So the bottom line is that our women out there, nobody tell you, except for the Muslims, nobody else drinks the Abdullah wine. So if you have the gears like our Tosfos, that there are two problems. There's a problem of bar priyagofen and a problem of Abdullah. It's not kapella. We don't understand what the problem is. But if you have the other gears, then it wouldn't cause concern for us as manazeh. So what's the answer? The Tosfos thought it was a problem. So what's the answer? So Tosfos writes that v'shemi yesh leima mitosh shekayvin atzmak the Tosfos the Abdullah kavin nami akula milsa. Taisa says that Lamaisa, they're coming together to hear Abdullah. There's no question. That's what everyone's gathered around the table for. They didn't just stop and walk in. They came for Abdullah. So what's Taisa saying? Taisa's echoing the same idea that we have by the Talmidei Rav. There are other ways to create kviyos. There are certain like objective ways, like Haseba or Yeshiva Didon. And then there are other, you know, case-by-case contextual ways of creating kviyos. The same way Tamir the Rav said, well, we just said we're here together. Everyone's coming. The father comes over and yells, all right, everyone, let's go. Well, everyone get ready for Abdullah. This one's ready in the shower. This one's ready in the computer. This one's ready one foot out the door. Like, all right, everyone, let's get together. So everyone gets together to hear Abdullah. That is the kviyos. And therefore, even Derech Hamida would suffice. That's Taisa's Shema. And then Taisa says, we're not so sure the Shema is right. He says, if you want to know what the more correct way to do it is, that's what Taisa concludes. They're conceding that the minhag in France and the other was not that way. But the Balatay says, if you would ask us, it's probably better. Our svar is an interesting svar, but not necessarily correct.
What level of kviyos is he claiming?
What?
What level of kviyos is he claiming?
He's saying everyone joining together. That's a kviyos.
Is it yeshiva tami or yeshiva?
It's neither. It's amida. It's amida with an announcement. Hey, you're late for Abdullah is like the equivalent of yeshiva slash
yeshiva.
Is it like
yeshiva? Is it?
It works.
Can you also read it that possibly it's that yain now becomes like a birkas mitzvah?
So one could have said a very, very shtickle razzle dazzle like that, but I don't think that sounds the way. I don't know. Chavinatz v'gam Tosis writes that Chavinami akula milsa. If Tosis meant that, they should have said that the bar pregofen, this bar pregofen is different because it's part of the Havdalah. They didn't really say that. I don't think they said. I think it's a very, very lumdish way of reading the Tosis. I don't think Tosis says that.
And then, secondly, this answer for sure doesn't answer the question for
Abdullah
either way you
read
it. No,
so then no. This it solves the problem of Abdullah also, because Tosis is saying that since everyone's, we know why, because we are coming together to hear Abdullah, so there's a definite seer of together. That's good enough. Even if the problem is Abdullah proper, but we know why we're gathering together for. So how does this play out, Lamaisa? So the Shulchan Aruch in the seventh of the Ramah Kamis writes, Omer Abdullah mi Yusuf. Right? How do you guys pick up Abdullah? So the Ramah writes that the minig in Poland was like the old minig of the people not the Balatosis correction of the minig. Like they were the way they used to do it. Where did all the Minhag of Poland come from? Who came to Poland? Where did the Jews end up in Poland from? Let's take a look at the map. Where do you think, what was that? In the 1100s there were no Jews in Poland, very few Jews in Poland, almost none. Where did they all come from? What? They came from France and Germany. They moved further east. You look at the map. So Germany, you walk a few miles, you end up in Poland. Why did they leave Germany? Why did they come to Poland? Why by the 13th, 1400s, the Jews were coming en masse? All the Ashkenazi Jews, all those thriving Jewish communities in the 11th and 1200s, where all the Jews of Ashkenaz were originally from, why did they leave the German parts? And I mean, there were still Jews left Germany. Why did they massive, you know, migrations eastward? There were generally two reasons that forced massive migrations of Jews. One is pogroms, they start to kill them, so there are the ends of the Crusades, and then more problems, and then the bubonic plague, and all the terrible, you know, things that happened to the Jews in those later centuries. And that's always combined with what else? It becomes a little bit more economically prosperous in other places. Generally, when they're killing you, it's not so easy to make a parnasa. So usually that's a big... how did we all end up here? Well, I'm looking around. Ruben, the people here. How did your great-great-grandparents end up in America?
Birkenau.
What?
Birkenau.
For two realms. Okay. I mean, those who came before the war, after the war, whatever. It means most of them came for a combination of reasons. Combination number one is that either they came... Those who came in the early 1900s, so they in the 1800s, early 1900s, they came because of all the pogroms in Russia and all the, you know, persecution at that time. They came from the upheavals of World War I, and they came to make a parnasa. They came to because it was economically better, supposedly, in America. And those who came after the war also, they came to escape after the Holocaust, which right now after the Holocaust, and it was economically feasible to come here. So things haven't changed much. So in the 1300s, so the Polish kings, so they realized that the Jews were potentially a good commodity in terms of building up the economy. So all of a sudden, they invited all the Jews. So they you know, slowly but surely, all the Jews started to migrate to eastward, and things were actually pretty good at the beginning. The early years in Poland, things were pretty good for the Jews. So because they were, why did the Polish kings care when the Jews would come and make a lot of money? Mach pat lehem. Because the more money you make, then the more taxes you pay. So the kings, the Polish kings, wanted money. So the thing, if they're bringing, if you're bringing a couple of schleppers who don't know how to make any money, so they're not going to pay very high taxes. But you're bringing guys who know how to make a lot of money, so they'll. And why? I shouldn't say this publicly, but why were the Jews matzliach in business in the Middle Ages? Poland, where did all the Minhagim come from? They all came from Germany. They were all the same people. So they're the people who are the Ramos looking at in Krakow in the 1400s are the same people. They're the great-great-great-grandchildren, the Balei HaTosfos from France and Germany, from the 1100s. So the Minhagim followed along. That's why you find that all the Minhagim of Poland were extensions of the Minhagim of the Balei HaTosfos. So bottom line is that the Ramah writes that was the minhag to stand up. Why? Why did they change the minhag? If the Balei HaTosfos himself said that, what do you gain by standing? The Balei HaTosfos says they're not sure. They turn the world upside down to defend the minhag. Shema the kviyas for Avdol. Just sit down and make it easier. Because there were those who argued that it's not kovedik to Avdol to sit down. You're being malavus the melechta. You're escorting the king. So I'm sitting down. It's much more kovedik to stand up. Generally, we do mitzvahs that require kovod. We tend to do them the amida. So since we're not so worried about this Kviya story, that's where there are many who opted Dafka to do Amidah. So Yesh V'yesh, so Adayim is these two Minhagim. The Minhagim that was the standard practice in France and Germany in the 1100s and in Poland in the 1500s was those two Minhagim have spread to Adayim is to the Sfardim and the Tamei Agra, those who really believe that you have to mamish sit, so they Adayim is sit for Havdalah, and many Ashkenazim, perhaps most Ashkenazim, stand for Havdalah because like the great grandparents back from France and Germany and back from Poland who stood for Havdalah. So that was all concerning Havdalah. But now Kiddush had a whole new twist to it. The Baal Tos don't talk about Kiddush, but the Rama does. So the Rama, the eighth of the Rama Tomis. So the Rama writes, "V'yuchal lamo b'shas hakiddush v'yoseh tov leishev." The Rama is very, very, very non-committal on this one. The Rama writes that you can stand for kiddush if you want to, but it's not better to sit for kiddush. Why is it better to sit for kiddush? What does the Rama mean when he says yoseh tov leishev? It's better to sit. Also, it's kviyas lechora, right? What's the problem with this Rama? The Rama never said by Abdullah Yosef Taif. What did the Rama say by Abdullah? You get the impression that the Rama stood for Abdullah. He doesn't say it's better to stand for Abdullah. So he lived in those Medinas. He lived in Poland, in Krakow. So he stood like everybody else. And for Kiddush, so somehow the Rama breaks ranks and he says, Yosef Taif Leishev. It's better to sit. So there must have been something else bothering the Rama. There must be some other factor at play when it comes to Kiddush that doesn't exist by Abdullah. So if you look back in Rishonim, already Rishonim say Kiddush has another factor. What's the other factor? It's a little bit more of a Makom Suda. It's not literally, Makom Suda doesn't mean, within 3 inches of where you make Kiddush, means that's still called Makom Suda. But there was some Rishonim who said that if you want to create a more of an aura of Makom Suda, it's like a better to sit. It's more of a Kiva of Makom Suda. So that's probably what the Rama was driving at. The Rama said that Yochel Lama B'Shas Kiddush, but Ikra Din, you can really stand for Kiddush. Why? Because we're not so worried. The Rama didn't lose sleep over this Kviya story, because Ruchas Havdalah, he was fine with it, with standing. And so therefore he says, Ikra Din, you can stand for Kiddush. And yes, it says, maybe it's better, Toiv Yaisa Leishev. So you had, now, different opinions, different Minhagim in Klal Yisrael as to sitting or standing for Kiddush. So you had some who said that we're not so worried about this Kiddush Makom Suda. That's a joke. That's not Kiddush. That's not a lack of Kiddush Makom Suda. It's the same room. My Nefkamina, you're sitting and standing. That's not a problem. And the Kviyas, we don't worry about the same way we couldn't care less about the Kviyas by Abdullah. We don't care about the Kviyas by Kiddush. So that's why there was a minig, and there is a minig, a very, very long-standing minig, many Ashkenazi communities today, that they stand for Kiddush. You guys do sit for Kiddush? You stand for Kiddush? The whole Kiddush? So you became like Ashkenazi? Because you guys, converted to our side of the religion, okay? So hang around with us long enough, you'll stop eating kidneys and basically. So don't hang around that long. So the many Ashkenazim have the practice, like what the old practice was. They stood for Avdala and they stood for Kiddush, and they couldn't care less about the Kviyas. They couldn't care less about the Kiddush Makom Suda. Neither reasons are correct. And then you had others who said, no, we're going to sit for everything. Like Tamir Agra, they're sitting for everything. They're consistent. They're sitting, Chek L'Yav, it's Kviyas. And then you have those a little bit compromising between the two. That we'll stand for Avdala, that's the Ramah, but we'll sit for Kiddush. And then within those who are sitting for Kiddush, then you have a further breakdown, because some say by a chulu it's not appropriate to sit for. Why? What's by a chulu? The purpose of a chulu is to give what? Eidus. You have to stand up for to give eidus. So there are some now who had a further breakdown and say, for the kiddush itself, starting with Barpreg often, we're going to sit. Well, it's a kiddush of the daytime. There is no by a chulu. So we'll sit for kiddush of the daytime. Kiddush at night, so we'll stand for by a chulu, and that we'll do. Then we'll sit for the rest. And others say, come on, Eidus, come on. Remember, you can sit for Vayechulu also. So you had every possible permutation, every possibility on the board here as to what do you do about Kiddush and Abdullah. But it's not just it's not just I'm random. Every sheet that makes a lot of sense. So I understand, all came from our sugya. This entire balagan about where you're standing, you're sitting for Kiddush, for Abdullah. Yeah, no, maybe so. It all comes from our sugya. It all comes from because Yashvu Kalachar Mevarach Li'atzmai. And therefore, Tosfos claimed to raise an issue, and even though Havdalah we were a little bit less concerned, Kiddush is another concern. Why? Why is it a little bit more of a concern for Kiddush for us than Havdalah? Because Kiddush people do drink the wine. Havdalah people don't drink the wine. Kiddush people do drink the wine. So that's a little bit more of a concern. So you had, again, you had the diehards who say we're standing for everything and none of this is relevant. There were Kaveh Atzmeinu, the Kiddush and Havdalah, we're joining together in Gemara, that's it. Everything goes for, everything can be done standing up. And then on the other extreme, you had the people who were the diehards that say, yeshiva didan, you need yeshiva, short yeshiva, the whole thing is no good, and we're sitting for Kiddush and for Havdalah. Then you have those who are opting to sit for Kiddush because of that added quirk of Kiddush Makom Suda. Others didn't think that was such a real concern. Then you have the other factor in Kiddush that maybe we should be standing for Kiddush, that's by Yechulu. But if you're standing by Yechulu, then maybe you stand. So you guys stand for the whole Kiddush? Okay. So you picked up on the Vayichulu part. That means you're very into the Vayichulu, to stand for Vayichulu. So if you look at the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's a little bit unclear. Shulchan Aruch writes at the 8th of Ma'amar Kermis, Mikadosh al Kos Balayayin, the Omer Vayichulu Me'umud, the Chag Omer Bar Pekah, the Chag Kiddush. What does the Shulchan Aruch not tell you to do?
Sit.
So they say to sit down. So it's funny that the Shulchan Aruch is the flip side of the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch is more worried about sitting for Havdalah than for sitting for Kiddush. Why is that? Because he sort of hits them out the Vayichulu. So sit down after Vayichulu somehow. Can't sit in front of him. So you guys are the opposite of the Ramah proper. Right? You're more into sitting for Havdalah than and less into sitting for Kiddush. And the Ramah held the opposite. It's better to sit for Kiddush, not for Havdalah. Those said you can sit for both. You have to sit for both. And others say you can stand for both. So whichever you do, you're good to go. Yeah.
And he stands for the whole thing?
Of course. It's a show. I come from Krakow. And from back from the...
Havdalah, we didn't
see on the show because it was very minor. Of course I stand. I stand for Havdalah. You think I am? Of course I stand. Right, so that's part of that gears. That's that gears the question.
But we
also have Besam and Eish. Remember, we saw Tosfos brought a riot that you also need the din of Kviyas, and then other Rishonim said we need Kviyas for Eish, right? We spoke about that a little bit.
For Eish, for sure, but Besam, we have
Mugmar. Okay, I don't know. So there's one last Nekudah D'Sugya we'll have to pick up tomorrow. And there's one Kiddush during the year, for Chutz La'aretz, two Kiddushes during the year, that a curveball gets thrown into that. Which is that? Sukkot night, there was a big balagan. So I put the Rambam and the Raivan on the Maramakom. So what I want to try to do, everybody, say, is as follows, okay? Let's try to finish up tomorrow, the Sugya. And then we usually do like one day of Purim Shurim, so we'll give one day.